Welcome to the December 3rd, 2019 meeting. This is a special meeting of the Kingston Port Commission. Comments from those in attendance will be allowed upon recognition of the chair. Please identify yourself by stating your name. If you would like to be added to the agenda for a future meeting, please contact the port office at least 1 week prior to the regularly scheduled meeting. Please submit your documents and or presentations at the time of your request. I'd like to call this meeting to order at 9 o'clock and have stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, which is in the corner.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to have a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
And I'll second that.
Comments? I do have a comment. It's a special meeting, not a regular meeting.
Yeah.
So
right.
We will change that. It says it in type of meeting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Type of meeting.
But on the upper area and in the welcome to the December 3rd, it should say special.
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Public comment. As there is no public here, I'm going to go on to action items. Let's see here. Our action items are approve resolution 1101-2019 to adopt the 2020 budget, approve resolution 1102-2019 adopt the 2020 capital budget, and approve resolution 1103-2019 adopt 2020 marina rate schedule, and D, authorization to contract with, can you say that for me, Greg?
Bathymetric Survey.
Bathymetric Survey.
These aren't a consent agenda. These are not a consent agenda.
No, these are action items.
Action items, yeah. Individual.
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Carsmore. We aren't to the public comment period yet, so we're still at. So let's start with approve resolution 1101-2019 adopting the 2020 budget. Has everyone had an ample opportunity to look it over? And we had two public hearings and on all these items.
A, B, and C.
Do I have a...
I so move to approve resolution 11-01-2019 to adopt the 2020 budget.
I second that motion.
Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Approve resolution 1102-2019, adopt the 2020 capital budget.
I move that we adopt the proposed 2020 capital budget.
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
Oh, as well as the comprehensive plan for harbor improvement. Thank you.
Oh, that part.
I think we did that at the last meeting.
That part of it, yeah.
We did that at the last meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Move on to C, approve resolution 1103, adopt 2020 marina rate schedule.
I move we approve resolution 11-03-2019 to adopt the 2020 marina rate schedule.
I support that. I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'm sorry. Any discussion?
Oh.
I don't have a discussion really, I just want to have a comment that this has been a very difficult for me and thought-provoking, and there's so many sides to this, and in the final analysis we have to take care of the assets.
Yes.
There has to be a marina 15 years from now, so I support it.
Or even 20 years from now.
Even?
To the next 100 years.
Just recognizing all that can and probably will go on over the next decade.
Yeah.
And the marina has to be ready for it.
Yep.
So, that's my comment.
Any more discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We move on to authorization to contract with Bathymetric Survey. We have a motion?
So moved.
And I second that.
Any discussion?
Well, I think that the importance of the bathymetric study and how it's going to knit everything together in relation to future dredging, any other kind of improvements that we may do in the marina rate area is absolutely critical. We just have to do it. And I'm very pleased that we're advancing that particular project.
I found it interesting that the first, we're authorizing up to $20,000 for this study to happen. But the first portion of that, about $7,000, is to do the basic study, is my understanding, is what was explained this morning. And the rest of it is going to expand on our areas to get a more in-depth look at what is going on out there in the areas that we have authority over. Correct, Greg?
That's correct.
Greg, do you have anything else to say about this?
Yeah, that, so we have to do, we're required to do the seventh survey as a result of an agreement with the U.S. Navy related to Carpenter Creek and resedimentation. We're required to do the sediment survey also just for the second phase of dredging for the marina. And so that's $7,000 approximately, $7,000 overall contract. But we actually have control over this other, this outer area, this whole port management agreement, which is also being our property. And by having good inventory, our bathymetric survey of this area, we can look at other potential uses and things that we can do with that in order to generate additional revenue. Also, we should add the active management too. So we know also where the people are, derelict vessels, or the any risks to that area. We still decide whether we like it or not. So, but I think just overall, it should give us a snapshot, and then we come up with a plan for generating revenue off of that. Because I think that it could be a great additional revenue source for the port without having to do any investment at all. And anything we can do is start generating an operating income that we can use for reinvesting in our capital program. I think it's more worth it. Because we used to just have yachts go out and anchor up off of there and what have you, or we had, I used to just do barges or anything that floats. Your water there, control the water there,
yeah,
before you put them in there. Otherwise, you can be, you know, running a valve.
Yeah, grounding and things like that, yeah. So, yeah.
And I also think it's kind of good because make sure that people are informed that with this exhibit, this is kind of what our, this is an actual footprint of assets that we have oversight of.
Yeah.
I saw, you know, I've seen different descriptions of things, like we have 10 acres up, once 10 acres of submerged lands, but we actually have, you know, over, well over 30 acres of submerged land that we have responsibility for. So I think that's the first step I would do, you know, do a bathymetric survey, and then you don't pay for two surveys, you know, the mode, demode, so I think it saves us money because we should do it regardless. And we're going to need to do it to manage a marina and a dredge, understand what the issues with the, around the dredging and the resedimentation of the marina. So it's pretty valuable this time.
And so after we do this dredge survey, then there's additional funds about the same amount basically to fully analyze and figure out what.
That's right. And there'll be an analysis. And it will help us come up with a more firmer number for what we think the dredge cost will run up against. Because it should give us some idea about volumetric and where it resides.
Yes.
And then hopefully it'll give us at least a more of a snapshot of the current rate of resedimentation of the marina.
Yes.
And we just have to monitor it to some extent. There's no way around it. You just have to keep paying attention.
Yeah.
So but the next one, we wouldn't need to do the PMA area, for example, but I'm sure we'll be coming to do another survey next year just to see because it started resedimenting, you know, it started so quickly.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's a big expense to dredge. So, because the other thing is we can submit for grants through the state for dredging, helping with better dredging costs. So, but you got to kind of know what your ask is first. But we have to do that like now.
Oh, well, we can't count on those grants either.
You can't count on them. But you can. What we should know, because then you can also come up with different plans. You know, other ports have actually got a small dredge and they just pump it up onto the. You know, they're just it's incidental and they just pump it up onto the land. There's different ways to approach it that we could maybe do something more cost effective because that you know the last dredge was super big money and I'm making an assumption that we're going to have to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And that could be wrong. That's an assumption. But I'd rather be conservative and plan for the worst and then come around.
Well, the creek has moved course and is pointing this way, it seems to be, from what I can see in the aerial. So
yeah.
It's important to know what's going on.
Yeah.
The third factor that you mentioned here in this letter, the three main reasons why to do this survey, but the first one was the depth limitations at the entrance of the marina appear to be compromised, and that rocks have been displaced from the breakwater and are lodged under the guest dock.
That's
so correct. Those are going to need to be know exactly where they are and how to remove them and what to, you know, the dredge will take care of depth limitations when we eventually do that. But there's more than one reason why we're doing this.
That's right. And they're all pretty important.
Yeah, they are.
But that one is like right now. And the other one, number two, actually is we're required, according to the settlement agreement, to actually have already been doing this last year.
Right.
Yeah.
As well as this year. Yeah.
By the Navy.
Yes.
And we have you brought out a 2-year permitting process probably
for the
to do the dredging. So it's imperative that we get going on this so that we can open the window as to when we can do the dredge.
Yep. And then we can do the analysis and we can also submit the grant. We have to hit that on that biennium. That's always a tricky thing that you have to hit those every year. Everything needs to be laid out even for the next go around. We already have it in a capital plan where we're applying those grants 4 years from now or 3 years from now.
So any further discussion?
No.
Yeah,
no. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We're now on to our public comment period. Citizens may address the commission regarding port issues, including items on the agenda. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes. I know Ron wants to talk. Ron Karsmar, would you like to talk, Ron? Oh, sir?
I just came down to see what I could learn. I really don't have anything to add.
Yeah.
And what was your name?
Dave Benson.
Yeah. David. And you came to the last meeting, too, I remember.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for coming. We appreciate having public sitting in. That's another public comment.
I have a question, Mr.
Karsmar.
I don't understand your study for the marina. At one point in time,
I place it in a box, tie ribbons all around it.
She's working on it.
We've got it set up where every time you dock, it comes on.
A whisper.
So what do you think
but
about
at one time, the Port Commission was considering expanding their mission to cover the whole coast because it does impact the marine and everything else. And your study, as I understand it, the way you explained it, the in between the symphony, was that you only got to look at what your port assets are, the DNR and all the property you own. Is that true, or can you expand it and figure out what's really happening, and even more importantly, how to mitigate future dredges and the needs to? I mean, the channel right now goes right down to the channel, and I guess I'd ask, how do we mitigate that, or is that part of the study? That's my question, but I haven't gotten my comment.
It's It's interesting that you should bring that up, because we were just actually a half hour ago talking about that exact issue. The fact that the dredge is going to have to, whether it's going to be an ongoing thing or is there something we can look at that we could possibly, because other ports at the last conference we were at, that's what they were talking about, was looking into trying to find out, and we don't know if we can or not, but to find out, number one, why is it happening? Why, granted, we know what Kingston originally looked like and that it was dredged out to become a marina. So is it just naturally going back in and filling back in like it's supposed to, or is there something more to it? Is there... We were just talking about this. So
I've lived here probably not as long as Commissioner McClure, but we bought our property in 1990.
Uh-huh.
And then we had a beach that was sugar sand.
Uh-huh.
And it was actually sand.
Yeah.
And we watched the changes over those three decades.
Yeah.
And something's happening, and it's more than just dredging and building the breakwater. And
yeah.
That impacts all of us. And when it comes down to the monetary impact on this dredging, I mean, the dredging is scary. And I think your budget is $750,000 mm-hmm. to do this dredging. And if you back up over time, we've spent another $1 million dredging that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I would hope that whatever you do, maybe we need more money or something to figure out how we mitigate that. And you know, a lot of people just say, well, that's just nature. Now, for my comment, I've been around here for a while, and I've known most of the commissioners and most of the EDs for a long period of time. And I have to tell you, this is the first time I've seen a board of commissioners and an ED really take a good look at our assets and do it rationally, try to engage the public to do it, and you're doing a doggone good job, and you ought to get credit for it. I'll give you all the rates.
It doesn't work that way, because if we give ourselves raises, it doesn't become an effect until we get elected next time.
I wish the public got more engaged, and I wish that people would understand better what you're doing. If they don't agree, there's very few people that come and espouse the good and the bad part.
Uh-huh.
You have these meetings in the morning, and I know you're thinking about doing a lot of things, but you really need to get the public to not only understand what you're doing and appreciate the good and the bad and participate in this, because this is the best government we've got in Kingston. It's the only government we have for Kingston itself.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I have to say for the district.
Oh, for our district.
Get in trouble with the county.
Right.
They're the county. You guys are the first one. So
yeah.
My hat's off to you. You've done a great job. Thank you very much.
And thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Mr. Karsmar. Any comment?
I would just echo what he said.
Thank you.
I'm here to learn and appreciate being able to come and sit at these meetings. I have some government in my background in the past, and all the meetings and testimony. And
yes.
And it was interesting. Last week, the eight people that I counted that were here that everybody had something to say.
Uh-huh.
Some had an axe to grind. But there was a lot of positive comments, I
mm-hmm.
thought. So mm-hmm. I expect I'll continue to come and learn.
Excellent.
We also have Tuesday morning meetings down at the port. That's not an official meeting. It's more like a work session where the public's invited to listen in to what we're talking about. It's just like we had one this morning before the meeting where we just kind of bounce things off of each other and talk about things that have, yeah, that's kind of what we do. So just, it's at 8 o'clock, right? 8?
Yep.
8, yeah, on Tuesday mornings usually. But check the website for any updates. Yeah, because sometimes we change them around.
Yeah,
but we do
that's right.
keep the website now updated to reflect when we do have changes in our meeting.
Yeah, and I saw the reader board yesterday when I drove through town.
Yeah.
And yeah,
I remember
the last meeting, they said they were going to have a special meeting.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, for the budget and all. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
Excellent.
So.
You know, the commission's given, you know, has given me direction.
we do need to do a better job communicating and engaging the public so they know what's happening and what we're doing and why we're doing it, and they can hold us accountable.
Yeah.
We actually, I'd rather that they make an informed decision than passively find out about something too. So it's, we have to build that out. It's, you know, different people want to be communicated different ways. I was just talking to Commissioner McClure, but if I understand it, we have to build it out. More and more people, and hopefully that they're happy, that they see that what we're doing is actually making sense, and that we are being able to, we have to communicate. Because they'll ultimately be helping this mission set direction that they're not.
So, if there's no more public comment, we're going to do commissioner reports. Mary, do you have anything?
No.
Steve?
Well, I don't have a report. The only thing I want to relay is that we really are taking the marina and the other assets very seriously when we're talking about wanting to keep them for another 100 years. And I think that's, that's apparent. We've thought the staffing here that have the skill set to be able to do these kinds of projects and make sure that we're going to keep the marina here for another 100 years. But it's not just about the marina either. And, I think that all three of us commissioners and the staff here too understand that the job of the port is really also to provide economic opportunities and expansions of economic opportunities for the public as well. And so we're also trying to do those kinds of activities. And a project in case is the Lindbog Holding Lane project that we've taken that on this year. And I think it's really important to relay to the public that we're looking to do more things like that, things that really also are going to help everybody in our district. You know, whether you live up Ohio and can't get up there because, the traffic's plugged up, just as a citizen, to be able to get home, I think it's rather important. And that we don't have the town held hostage by people not being guided as to how to correctly get onto the ferry and have the state highway be a partner. And I think they are a true partner now, which was evident, I think, on this weekend too, which I saw excellent traffic control, and the businesses all had responded on social media and saying thank you to the ferries and thank you to State Patrol and WashDOT for controlling the traffic so that they could continue to do commerce on a super important weekend. So that's all I have.
Thank you. So
I have to comment on something you said. The whole reality of the economic development, economic opportunity, I like how you said that, but we're really unusual in that we're not just a marina, we're not just this, we're not just that. And our ability, as we provide community vitality, the port has a lot of different aspects of the work that we do and what we provide for the community.
Yeah.
And that is an engine for tourism and the marina visitation, all of which is good for town, and all of which is good for Kingston.
Awesome. Yeah.
Really continue to feel really good about economic vitality, community vitality.
Yeah.
You know,
so.
Thank you. So what I wanted to say is I wanted to go back to the All-American Leadership Conference that the port employees and the commissioners and Greg all participated in a few weeks ago. And the comment I wanted to bring out was on one of the pages, it was talking about the four higher ideals a purpose for, that great organizations have a great purpose. And they said there are usually fall under four different categories. One is the good, service to others, improving health, education, safety, communication, quality of life. Second one is the true, discovering and furthering human knowledge. Three is the beautiful, excellence in creation of beauty. And four is the heroic, the courage to do what is right, to change and improve the world. And they said that most organizations fall under one of those categories, and that it might be different for each one of us what we felt, what category we fell underneath. And the one that resonated with me was the fourth one, the courage to do what is right, to change. And this isn't about any of us sitting up here, what we decided to do, what we decided to do with the race. It wasn't about any of us. This does have a bigger purpose and a bigger end game, and that is what we are looking at. So, to me, we fall under courage, having courage. So I'm going to move on to staff reports. Kara?
Working on getting all the minutes cut up for the year, so I'll be sending those out to you guys so you can get those all approved by the next regular meeting. So
thank you.
And getting all the audio online, got that all done yesterday. We had to condense all the audio, and that took a little time. Should be all good.
I know there was a couple meetings where things got thrown over the recorder. Did those actually come out?
Because
I know there were a couple times when I realized, oh, my papers were sitting on top of the recorder.
I think I have three more to transcribe, and so far they've been all great.
Oh, good.
Really good sound.
Oh, good. Thank
you. Just getting them small enough to get onto our website was the challenge, but they're good now.
Wendy?
Besides all the regular stuff I don't think about. I've been struggling a little bit with the changes that the state auditor wants me to make to the note for our annual report for 17 and 18. So that's been kind of happening in the background with me. And again, watching our fabulous Marina office put all those great lights up. So
it's coming together.
When you say you're struggling with some of the notes, are these...
I can't figure out how to use their website.
Oh. I took that totally differently.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know.
And believe it or not, that there's no phone number to call.
Oh, I believe that.
Hard.
Yeah.
Why am I struggling with this?
Well,
because I'm old, number one. And it just doesn't make sense.
So. They did admit, though, because when we were trying to file originally, it was not, and they said no, that we had migrated, we're developing, and it's got bugs. So it isn't necessarily because we finally, I mean, you know, you're trying to meet a deadline without stressing, right?
Yeah.
You should be able to submit. So we ended up having to go the old school route of mail, of the mail.
But it was faxing.
So we called them
real
and they said, yeah, well, we've been trying to improve our website and it's got some bugs. But you know, you get into it, you're trying to roll it out and you're trying to make it work. So,
it's not very
user-friendly.
So, but I'm sure
once
they get
the
hang of it, perfectly fine.
Thank you, Wendy. Greg?
We did get a letter from Washington State Ferries. They said they wanted to renew for another 15 years for the lease, and so that was a letter of intent saying that they're going to do so. Basically, so they have a 15-year option that they can execute on. So that's what they're going to do. I talked to them a little bit about if they wanted to expand any services or anything, and I haven't heard back, but I'm going to follow up with them to see if they're interested in pursuing some other things. I haven't. So they did come to an agreement with the state patrol, for example, but I don't know all that. You know, sometimes you have like an umbrella where they say, okay, here's what's going to, but what does that mean in actuality in terms of any changes specifically for Kingston? I don't think we really know that yet, to be honest with you.
I wonder operationally if they actually have a better way to communicate with the outlier state patrol traffic control area with better radio system or something at the booth itself. Say, stop bringing people down or whatever if there's some availability of that.
Yeah, I think it's partly just getting, you know, when are you going to have state patrol available?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they do get into, there's so many people that pick this apart and they all have a window. I think because people study the heck out of it actually with the community.
Yeah.
So, what I thought was good was when the one meeting where they came out with a spreadsheet and it was a knowledge base of, and then some things that were recommendations. I felt like acting on that, that was actually pretty useful. Because it informed everybody the same information,
yeah.
And it was a big meeting. It covered a lot of different folks. And I thought that was useful, but I would keep executing on that specific approach. Because then you can knock it out. You can decide, hey, it's going to be staffing. Is it going to be hard features? Is there technology that can be involved? Or is there operational, what can we do? Versus the capital changes and major investment that's going to take legislative action in order to be able to fund, let's say, the development, and then log into a holding lot if the feasibility study comes out with a thumbs up. So between here and there, we need to do some things probably just to be able to get the traffic under control better. So, and it's just a matter of engaging with the end of the work. If we can help them, I'm totally on board with that. And I had a pretty good original dialogue with Tim McGugan at State Ferries, and then Tim said, hey, I'm going to address this with the lease, and then the next thing, then we'll revisit that operationally and see. Though he would not necessarily be the person, he does contracts, he's director of real estate contracts, he wouldn't be the person for that, but he knows everybody, and we just talked about that, if that was something that would roll into a different, an alternative or amendment to the contract. So we'll see. Other than that, it's really executing a lot on some of the capital plan, looking, you know, and also looking at the budget, getting into some of the, also some of the business goals, working through that as well as concurrently while we're on Christmas lights. You know, we always have some of these big things that are kind of iconic that we've got to do, we need to do. But we're going to look at some of the business goals and also start putting together some thoughts about, with commission direction, about what I have to give you guys actually some more information, I think, about what it looks like for our future cash flow, debt capacity, which I hope I touched on within that report. I hope people in the community, when they read that, they look at it. So I'll put it, I need to put it into its kind of maybe a summary document is what I was thinking.
Uh-huh.
Here's this, and then also we'll look at sources of funding. So right now I'm trying to look and position us so that all these alternative, this capital plan, I think a couple of key, a key component of this is the fact that this capital is a 5-year plan, and it's fully funded out of reserves and out of operating reserves. There is no additional sources of funding from grants or anything. So anything we do to secure grants would reduce that burden, and or it can help us build our reserves. And that's one of the reasons why I also, I put a dialogue in here and I talk about what I think is our strong reserve goals. But it's really, it isn't like this is the only way to do it. There's all sorts of different people have different ideas. Often what happens with reserves, you can think of it, there's just one big bucket, and it might be comprised of a lot of other buckets. So what money goes into what bucket, how you allocate that.
Yeah.
And what happens is when you have money and you start building reserves, people want to spend it. And what you have to look at is what is your cash flow out over the life of these assets so that you don't all of a sudden have a huge balloon payment in your non-position.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of, we're trying to build out a life cycle approach to the capital plan and our cash flow, how that relates, and then relate that to what we're doing for the business. We need to extract more cash out of our existing assets and attract more business in the area. And then the commission, what do you guys see for where we're going to decide? What do you want us to really pursue? There's going to be multiple options, and I need to put that together for you, as I said before, for whether we look at dry stack storage or whether we look at, you know, all these various options, which is kind of what that last document, the last page on the comprehensive plan, gives you all sorts of. Those capture almost all of the primary concepts that I've heard from all sorts of people in the community and or the youth commission and or staff. Those are the primary main options for business. But, you know, whether you want to have a business park or whether we want to pursue a cold storage in the area or whatever we want to do, and then we have the wherewithal, and then it becomes on whether we attract private capital in, and then what's that balance. So
yep.
That's going to be an important thing that we do going forward. It'll probably be the next step that I think that some of the people in the community are expecting and looking for. And it gives you a holistic view. And then it also will inform us on what we're going to do, because a lot of it has to come out of rates and fees, and or we can increase taxes and even our tax base if we the most we can get is about $500,000 in tax. So that won't but we can use that for leverage if we decide to make a change and go to the public and they're willing to pay taxes. And, you know, my thought has always been, I'm willing to pay taxes if I think it's being spent well and it's being well managed and I'm going to get value from it. Sometimes I don't even get the direct value, but if I think that there's overall value, then I'm supportive of it. I think most people are like that. But you need to make sure that they have faith in us.
Yeah,
that we know what we're doing, that we're doing the right thing. And I think that goes back to communicating better. I put that down as an important goal for me personally for this coming year. And then you'll see exactly what that means. And we just try to keep reaching out and engage the people of our district, the people outside too, and build partnerships.
Thank you.
I know you guys have been doing great build helping us and helping me in terms of the partnerships that you guys already have for lifetime in this community. So I want to thank you for that. Carried a lot of weight, helped me through some tight spots.
Thank you, Greg. So our next regular meeting is going to be December 18th, 2019. I believe that's on a Wednesday at 1 p.m. here at the Village Green. I also want to invite the public to the tree lighting this Saturday. There's going to be events all day long, I believe. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's a pancake breakfast. Does anybody know if there is one?
There's one at Wolfley, I think.
Okay, there's not one down
Wolfley
in
Wolfley Elementary,
okay.
I think that's right.
But there are events going on all day long down in the Port area. And I know that the band is playing down there. The high school band is going to be there. I don't remember the time. But the tree lighting is at 5, when the whole port will be lit up. And then Elvis and Santa Claus
we'll
and all those
the,
good things.
You know what we'll do? We'll post that whole
Could you?
Calendar right on today. We'll just put it over there. It's actually on the chamber assembled.
Yeah,
that would be nice to have that.
And we're going to do a scavenger hunt for kids just on the port to make, you know, to help out, to make sure that goes through.
Thank
I think
you.
So we're going to make sure that kids come down there. Kind of, there are a lot of people who are asking about it. It may not be throughout the whole community, but we'll have a scavenger hunt for kids here for sure.
So after the first of the year, are we going to go back to having an afternoon meeting and an evening meeting every other month? I think we kind of got off track because there were so many things going on and there was other. But next year we'll get back on that track of having a 1 p.m. meeting and then a 6 p.m. meeting. Thank you. Yeah.
So it starts with the 1 p.m. and then so our January would be an evening meeting.
Okay.
Evening meeting in January.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting at... No, that was, you did, would
well,
you
that
like...
That was at the beginning.
Well, no, that you weren't here at the beginning. There was no public. is there something you'd like to say, Ron?
Well, I listened to you guys. Steve is saying we've still got 100 years. You guys are seeing the next decade and stuff. I would love to see the board and the staff look ahead and really identify where this little town is going. Mm-hmm. It scares the heck out of me to see a 60-foot wide corridor that separates our UBC into two parts, the upper and the lower. And we're all focused on getting the traffic off of Main Street. because we look at that as our town.
Yeah.
That's not our town.
Yeah.
Our town is the whole thing going up to 4th Avenue.
Yeah.
And the kids that are coming behind you are going to look at that, and they're going to see all that traffic that we see on Main Street separating the businesses that should be up on the north side of the UBC.
Uh-huh.
And I agree that there has to be some more parking, but I don't think that the community as a whole has given enough thought as to where we're going to be in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, or more. People only look very narrowly and say, you know, what are we looking at now? To me, it's a danger that we're going to cause. You know, you guys are doing your Lindbaugh thing, and I agree that we need more parking. I came up during the halftime. I get embarrassed to listen to Senator Rolfe. But there are only 25 people here that were listening to what's going to happen on I-976 and
yeah,
all that. And
right.
A lot of things going to be cut back, including the Washington State Patrol and all that. But people are not looking far enough ahead to make the decisions. And the port, because you guys are our government, in my eyes, ought to take a more aggressive approach into looking at the community as a whole from an economic development or whatever. What is this going to be like in 20 years, and what are the kids going to have the options to do? We're not doing that. You're not doing it, as far as I know. The community is not doing it. There's only one person I've ever talked to that started to recognize that, and that's Commissioner Gilbert. He looked at that and said, well, you know, we ought to look at that. We need somehow to bridge those two together. He's the only one that's ever said that to me. So I look at you guys to say, you know, there's got to be a way that maybe you can have a special session or one of your working sessions to take a look at what's going to happen when all of these little short-term plans are done. Sorry.
Thank you, Ron. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
And I'll second that.
And meeting adjourned at 9:42.